USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
24, that's the number of confirmed deaths in the collapse of the Champlain Towers in South Florida. The remains of two more people were found in the rubble yesterday. More than 120 people are still unaccounted for. Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett says demolishing what's left of the collapsed building is key to continuing search and rescue efforts.
Once this building's down, it's going to be a green light, full speed ahead, maximum effort to pull these victims out and reunite them with their family.
He told CBS's Face the Nation that it is absolutely not a recovery effort. This 4th of July weekend, traffic may be one of the busiest ever. More than 40 million Americans expected to get behind the wheel. Even as gasoline prices continue to soar, AAA says that some 43.6 million Americans are traveling for the holiday. That's about a 40% increase compared to last year. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allen Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone. People sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story. For the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
President Biden says he's, quote, not sure if Russia is behind the latest cyber attack to hit the United States. A Florida-based software management firm reported an attack on its systems Friday. Security firm Huntress estimates some 200 companies to have been compromised with ransomware. Asked if he's spoken with Russian President Vladimir Putin about the hack, Biden said he has not. A deadly crash at a Georgia racetrack late Saturday night. Authorities say a man was killed and two other people hurt when a car lost control at Hartwell Motor Speedway. The vehicle went over a wall and through a chain link fence. The track asking for prayers for everyone involved and thanking paramedics and first responders. Pope Francis is hospitalized in Rome undergoing a scheduled surgery for a restriction of the large intestine. Just hours earlier, the 84-year-old pontiff, in keeping with Sunday tradition, greeting crowds in St. Peter's Square. On this 4th of July, you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The CDC says as of today, 157 million people in America are fully vaccinated. 182 million have received at least one dose of a vaccine. The director of the CDC says many Americans are still dying because they are unvaccinated. Wendy King reports from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
The CDC says some areas of the country are more vulnerable to COVID-19 than others because of low vaccination rates. During a task force briefing at the White House, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said about 1,000 counties across the country have vaccination coverage of less than 30%.
In some of these areas, we are already seeing increasing rates of disease.
She said 25% of the new sequenced COVID cases in the U.S. are the more transmissible Delta variant, and in some places, it's half.
With vaccines available across the country, the suffering and loss we are now seeing is nearly entirely avoidable.
Dr. Walensky said preliminary data over the last 6 months suggests that 99.9% of COVID deaths have occurred in unvaccinated people.
The United Arab Emirates has approved a fifth vaccine, giving emergency use authorization to Moderna's vaccine. The Gulf Arab state has seen the spread of the Beta, Delta, and Alpha variants of the virus. Neighboring Saudi Arabia on Saturday banned travel to and from four countries, including the United Arab Emirates. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.